we go, the Savior above.
谁现在都没有, 这天上的救主。
And the answer is the Bible. So we're going to sing the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me.
答案就是圣经,我们要唱的 B-I-B-L-E, 这就是我所要的书。
And then the next line is, I stand alone on the word of God, and if you didn't have tables, I would get you to stand.
下一句呢就是说我仅仅只站在神的话这一边, 如果你们大家不是坐在桌子周围的话呢,我想要大家都站起来。
But when we get to the last line, you can raise your Bible.
所以呢,我们再读到下一个了。
No, I don't think, if you stand up, it's going to be too awkward. Some of you will fall over trying to stand up.
所以呢,你们要站起来, 有些人可能会跌倒。 最后呢,你们大家可以把那个圣经拿起来。
Okay, here we go, the B-I-B-L-E.
B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, B-I-B-L-E. B-I-B-L-E, I'll take it home with me. I'll read and pray and then obey the B-I-B-L-E.
Very good. One more time. We just got to make sure we get it right. The B-I-B. Here we go.
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. B-I-B-L-E, I'll take it home with me. I'll read and pray and then obey the B-I-B-L-E.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Norma.
谢谢大家,谢谢Norma.
Welcome to Lucy and Linda, who's here double today.
所以呢,我们欢迎Lucy,还有灵儿双重的存在。
Very nice.
我们来那个非常好。
So I keep on asking myself the question, what should we say at 11:30? And in particular, what is the most important things in the Bible?
我一直跟自己说呢,就说是在11点半的时候呢,我应该讲点什么呢?那么在圣经里,什么是最重要的了?
The book of Exodus.
出埃及记。
And you will remember that the book of Exodus is a story about the name of the book Exodus.
因为你们大家得知道这个在出埃及记的这个故事呢,它是关于这个出埃及的这个名字的故事。
And the name of the book comes from the fact that the children of Israel left the land of Egypt and they went off to the promised land.
这个书的名字呢，它的来历呢，是当时的以色列人离开埃及，去到应许之地。
There was an exodus.
所以那里有一个出走。
So behind me there's a sign.
所以在这之后呢，在我后面有一个那个标志。
It says exit.
他说呢，出口。
Why does it say exit?
为什么要说出口呢？
Because that's the way out.
就这里呢，是出去的路。
So Exodus is a similar word.
所以呢，出埃及记呢是一个类似的故事。
And it was the going out of the children of Israel from Egypt through the wilderness to the promised land.
所以呢，当时以色列人从那里呢走出来，然后通过旷野去到应许之地。
So I want us to look this morning at Exodus 19, maybe 20, depending on how long it takes. But Exodus 19 and verse 1.
所以呢，我今天要跟大家讲的是《出埃及记》第19章和20章，取决于时间。
It says, in the third month, after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai.
以出埃及记第十九章第一节说，以色列的人呢，出埃及地以后满了三个月的那一天，就来到了西奈的旷野。
All right, and so we're going to learn about things that happened in the third month.
所以我们要那个学习呢，关于呢在第三个月发生的事情。
So my question is, what happened in the first month and the second month?
所以我的问题是，第一个月、第二个月发生了什么呢？
So the children of Israel came out of Egypt and they crossed through the Red Sea to the wilderness.
所以当时以色列人呢，他们从埃及出来呢，穿过了红海，来到了那个旷野第一个月。
And a very few things happened to them over the next 3 months.
所以在后面的三个月里呢，就很少有事情发生。
Frankly, it would be kind of a big deal, wouldn't it?
坦率说是一个非常大的事件，是不是呢？
You've been living in your own place in Egypt for a few hundred years.
你住在你自己的地方，当时在埃及有几百年。
You live there, your grandparents live there, their grandparents live there.
所以你住在那里，你的祖父祖母住在那里，他们的祖父祖母的祖父祖母也住在那里。
All of a sudden you get up and go.
所以呢，突然呢，你要离开。
You can't take much more with you than what you can carry.
所以你因为你拿不了那么多东西，所以你拿不了多少东西跟你一起走。
And some of you say it's almost like moving from China to Canada.
所以有些人说呢，基本上相当于从中国呢搬到加拿大。
It's a big deal.
一件大事。
And so the question would be, what happened to them when they came? After they got to the wilderness, what happened?
所以现在问题是，他们那个来了以后，出到那个旷野里，发生了什么呢
？Well, the first problem was that they didn't have good water to drink.
所以第一个问题呢，是他们没有好的水可以喝。
There was water, but it wasn't drinkable.
所以那里是存在水，但是是不可以喝的。
And so they prayed, and Moses, I believe, cast a tree into the water, and it became sweet water, and they drank it, and they said, praise the Lord.
所以他们就祷告，我认为那就是摩西呢，把那些树呢砍下来，扔到那个咸水里面，这些水呢就变成了可喝的水。
And then they got hungry.
然后他们就饿了。
And there was no food.
又没有食物可吃。
And so they cried to the Lord, and the Lord gave them manna from heaven.
所以他们向那主呢呼求，那么主呢就从天上降下玛纳给他们吃。
It's called angel's food.
它被称之为是天使的食物。
Frankly, I'd like to eat some of it.
所以坦率说呢，我想吃点那个。
I think it would taste a lot better than some of the other stuff you get to eat.
所以呢，我认为那个比其他的你必须吃的东西要好吃的多。
And so they had the provision of food.
所以他们呢有那个食物的供应。
And then they ran out of water again. And then they had a particular problem that their enemies came after them.
Chapter 17 and verse 8.
第17章第8节, it says, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim.
第8节说,
and so here are all these defenseless people in the wilderness, and all of a sudden Amalek and all his army come against them.
所以这些呢都是非常能打的这些人，就是这些亚玛力人还有莱非利人呢，突然来袭击他们。
And Moses said to Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
第9节，摩西对耶稣亚说：“为我们显出人来，出去和亚玛力人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”
Okay, so here are the Amalekites. They're just over the hill, I guess, and they're coming toward them. No question, they're planning an attack.
所以这个里面呢，就是这里有亚玛力人，他们在那个山的那边，他们来到这里，毫无疑问，他们想要袭击他们。
So Moses says, Joshua, you get an army, please. You set an army together. You got all afternoon to do it.
因为就是摩西对耶稣亚说呢，你要组织一个军队，组织一个军队呢，把所有人都组织起来，整个下午，一个下午你要把它组织起来。
Why did God choose Joshua to be the commander of the army rather than himself?
所以呢，神为什么要选择那约书亚做那个军队的司令，而不是他自己呢？
And the answer is very simple.
答案非常简单。
Joshua was 40 years old.
那约书亚是40岁。
And Moses was 80 years old.
摩西当时80岁。
Okay, who are you going to follow to fight the enemy?
所以呢，你会跟着谁去打敌人？
Follow an 80-year-old, you're not going to go very far.
所以呢，你跟着一个80岁的人呢，可能持续不了多久。
So Joshua, here's your job. You go fight him.
约书亚，现在这是你的工作，你去给打他们。
I guess it's now verse 10. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand and prayed, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek
prevailed. 摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛力人就得胜。
So Moses is sitting up on the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur, and the army's going down below. And Moses said, "I'd rather watch a football game."
所以呢，就是说，当时呢，就是摩西呢坐在山顶上和那个亚伦和霍尔坐在一起。这个时候呢，他看到下面的亚玛力人跟以色列人打仗，他说：“我在看足球比赛。”
This is heavy stuff.
这是一个就是非常严重的事情。
And Moses raises his hand and says, go Joshua, go, go Joshua, go.
所以呢，摩西呢把他的手举起来说，约书亚冲啊冲啊冲。
And Joshua's army goes ahead. That's marvelous.
所以呢，约书亚的军队往前冲呢，就是非常好的。
And Moses lets down his hand.
所以摩西呢把手呢垂下来。
And all of a sudden, the Amalekites start coming in.
突然呢，就是说是亚玛力人就打过来了。
Moses says, no, Joshua, fight him, Joshua.
摩西说呢，不，把手举起来，耶稣要打，跟他们打。
And he puts his hand down and the Amalekites come.
所以呢，他又把手放下来，亚玛力人又来了。
So he says, I guess what I've got to do is just stay here all day with my hands up.
所以他说，我认为呢，这一天呢，我一直要把手像这样举着。
Have you ever tried that?
你有没有试过呢？
And it isn't long when your hands get to be pretty heavy.
所以呢，不管要不了多久，你的手变得非常沉重了。
All right, verse 12.
第12节。
But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
就说当摩西的手发沉，他们就搬了一块石头放在他以下，他就坐在上面，亚伦和霍尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。
It's an amazing story.
就是一个非常神奇的故事。
And you can imagine, George, Moses like this, and he's got one elbow here, and the other elbow there, and then,
你可以想象一下，就是说是摩西呢，他坐在那里，像这样把手举着，他的一个手肘被另一个托着，另一个这边那个手肘被另一个托着。
Sitting on a stone.
坐在个石头上面。
Do you think that Moses and Aaron brought a cushion for him to sit on?
所以呢，你认为那个亚伦和那个霍尔给他搬了一块坐垫在下面吗
？And I can imagine Moses saying.You know, this is pretty uncomfortable. My hands are tired. My seat isn't comfortable. And this is a problem.
所以我认为呢，摩西说呢，这个太不舒服了。我的手呢已经累了，沉了，然后我坐的地方呢也不舒服，现在有问题了。
Then he probably said, "Well, I'd rather be here than down there with Joshua and the other guys."
那其实呢，他可能有可能说，我宁愿下去和那个约书亚他们一起跟他们打仗。
What's the principle?
这个原则是什么
？The principle is that in order to win victories for God, there are going to be those who do the fighting.
这个原则是呢，为了去给神打仗打胜仗，有些人必须去在前面征战。
And there have got to be those who do the praying.
所以呢，必须有那些人在后面祷告。
That's why we have prayer meetings on Tuesday night.
这就是为什么我们在星期二晚上有祷告会。
That's why a lot of us pray privately a lot.
这就是为什么我们大多数人呢，就是在私下里大多的祷告。
That's why some of you get together, just two or three of you, and they say, "Let's pray."
所以这就是为什么你们两三个人聚在一起说呢，我们来一起祷告。
Marvelous example.
所以奇妙的一个例子。
What did they have to learn when they first came out of Egypt?
他们从那个刚从埃及出来的时候，他们必须学会什么
？God will give you everything you need to satisfy your thirst.
所以呢，神呢会赐给你一切能够满足你的饥渴的。
God will give you everything you need to satisfy your hunger.
所以呢，那个神呢会赐给你一切呢可以满足你的饥饿的问题。
You got to have water for refreshment. You got to have food for strength.
所以你必须呢喝水，你才能得到更新。那么说呢，你有吃食物，你才能有力量。
And then, if you pray, he'll give you victory over your enemies.
所以呢，如果你祷告的话呢，你就会战胜你的敌人，神会赐给你胜仗。
What else?
还有其他什么
？After 3 months, God said, "Now." I'm going to speak to you.
在三个月以后呢，神说呢，我现在要跟你们讲话了。
What do you think they thought?
你认为他们在想什么
？They probably said, "Well, that's wonderful. We've heard God spoke to Abraham. God spoke to Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and others."
有的人他们说呢，这个太奇妙了。神呢跟亚伯拉罕说过话，神跟那以撒还有雅各呢，他们都讲过话。
And God wants to speak to you.
神呢想要对你说话。
So chapter 19 now, we'll start reading.
回到十九章，我们开始读。
In the third month, after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day, they came to the wilderness of Sinai.
第一节说，以色列的人呢，出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西奈的旷野。
For they had departed from Rephidim, had come to the desert of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. So Israel camped there before the mountain.
这个里面第二节说呢，他们离了利费定，来到了西奈的旷野。以色列人呢就在旷野的山下安营，所以他们在山下安了营。
And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob." Tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
第三节说，摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，告诉以色列的人说，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如何将你们背在鹰的翅膀上来归我，带来归我。
So how did the Lord get the children of Israel out of Egypt?
所以神是怎么样让以色列人出了埃及的呢？
Well, just the same way an eagle would get a little eaglet out of the way of a predator.
这个呢，就像呢，就像一个鹰，一个鹰呢，把一个小鹰呢，它呢，从它的那个鹰巢里飞出来一样。
You can imagine a fox.Walking through the wilderness.
你可以想象一下，一个狐狸在那个旷野里行走。
And he sees a little baby eagle over there.
他看到那个小鹰在那里。
He says, that would make pretty good dinner. I think I'm going to go get that eaglet.
他说，这个是个非常好吃的晚餐，我要把这个小鹰给弄来吃了。
And so the fox is coming after the eaglet.
那个狐狸呢，跟着那个小鹰。
And the mummy eagle flies down, and the little eaglet gets onto the wing of mummy.
所以那个母鹰呢，从上面就飞下来，飞下来以后呢，那个小鹰呢就上到母鹰的翅膀上。
And mummy goes like this.
那母鹰就像这样。
And the fox says, "Oh no, that's the end of that. No way I can get that eaglet now."
所以那个狐狸说啊啊不，我今天吃不上这个小鹰了。
And that's basically the way the Lord delivered the whole congregation of the children of Israel from Egypt into the wilderness.
基本上呢，就是说是主呢，把整个的以色列的整个的会众从埃及呢带到了旷野。
Now, verse 5.
第五节。
The Lord goes on and says, this is what you've got to tell Israel.You say, now therefore, if you, Israel, will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all the people, for all of the earth is mine.
这是主跟他说的，主继续说呢，你要这样去告诉他们，第五节说，所以如此，你们若实在听从我的声音，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我特有的财宝，因为全地都是我的。
Okay, so how many people in the world belong to God?
你在世界上有多少人属于神的呢？
Well, they all do.
所有都是。
But some of them get to be a special treasure for him.
但是呢，中间呢，有些人呢，要成为主的特有的财宝。
Okay, would you like to be a special treasure for God?
你想要成为神的特有的财宝吗？
I've told you often that when I was a boy in school, some boys got special favor from the teacher and others didn't.
所以呢，我以前跟大家讲过，在学校的时候呢，有些孩子呢是老师特别喜欢的，有些不是。
And sometimes I had the opportunity to get to be the special treasure.
所以呢，有时候呢，我有这样的机会成为那样特有的财宝。
And I can remember one day, the teacher said, "I would like you to come and do this job for me."
我记得有一天呢，那个老师跟我说呢，我要你过来给我做一点事情。
He said, I need somebody to put white lines on the field so we can play soccer.
他说呢，我要某些人呢，在那个草场上呢，画一些白线在那里，这样我们可以踢足球。
So he said, I got a little bucket on some wheels with a little hole at the bottom, and if you push it,It'll leave a white line behind you.
他说我有个小推车，小推车下面有个洞，下面有个洞呢，里头有些白色的东西。你如果像这样推的话呢，就会形成一条白线。
So he said to me, "Would you like to, when we're in class today, would you like to go out into the field and put those white lines down?"
他就说那你愿不愿意，就是说当我们还在上课的时候，你出去，出去坐到那个操场上，把那个白线给他画出来。
And so I said, yes, I'll do that.
我说是的，我会做。
When I got outside, I looked back at the classroom.
所以我出去以后呢，我回顾我的那个教室。
And I started to laugh.
我就开始笑。
And I said, those guys are in there. They got to listen to that teacher stuff. I get to go do the white light.
我说那些希腊学生都必须待在教室里听那个老师在那说教，我呢可以拿个车呢出去搞那个白线。
And I said, I think this being a special person, that's pretty good. I like that.
我认为呢，我是个特别的人，这个是非常特别，我喜欢。
Okay, all the people in the world.
所有在世界上的人。
The children of Israel get to be a special treasure.
就以色列的孩子们，就以色列人呢，他们成为主的特有的财宝。
That's pretty good. Verse 6.
这个非常好，第六节。
You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
What is God looking for?
神在寻求什么？
People who can be his special treasure, his kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以呢，神在寻求那些呢人呢，要成为他特有的财宝，祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
That sounds better than just being one of the ordinary people.
这个呢，听起来比做一个普通人要好得多吗
？Absolutely marvelous. God wants a special treasure.
绝对奇妙的，神需要一些特有的财宝。
How valuable!Is a treasure.
所以财宝有多大的价值？
You sometimes get the privilege of going through some of your stuff.
所以呢，有时候呢，你可以去那行啊，就是数一下你的一些东西。
Sometimes you say, this is of no value. I've had it for years. It's and you throw it out.
所以你们有时候呢，这些东西呢，对我来说已经没有任何价值了，然后把它扔了。
Sometimes you say, this is really good. This is special. I'm not going to get rid of this. I'm going to put it up there so I can look at it and admire it.
所以呢，你们有些人说这些东西呢，它是非常有价值的，对我来说非常特别的，我不会扔它，所以呢，我要把它放在那里，放在那里呢，我要看它，我要把它供起来。
I like to be a special treasure.
我想要成为那样特有的财宝。
But it's not just that; it's a kingdom of priests.
因为不仅仅是这样，还要成为祭司的国度。
Now there's lots of kingdoms in the world, but they're not kingdoms of priests.
在世界上呢，有很多的国度，但是他们却不是祭司的国度。
A lot of people in kingdoms do bad things.
有很多人呢，在那个国度里干坏事儿。
God says, "I want to do something special, something the world has never seen. I want a kingdom of." Priests and everyone in the kingdom will be a priest to me, doing my work.
所以神说呢，我要做一点特别的事情，我要这样一个国度，这样一个国度呢，他在这个国度里每个人呢都是祭司，他们都照着我的话去做。
And I want them to be a holy nation.
我要这些人都成为圣洁的国民。
That means these people are not just going to do whatever they like, they're going to do what God likes.
这个意味着呢，这些人呢，不是说是去做他们自己喜欢做的事情，他们要做神喜欢的事情。
And he gives them a definition of holiness.
他们呢，他给他们呢，就是圣洁做了一个定义。
These are the kinds of people I would like.
这就是我喜欢的这样的人。
Okay, and now you get a job.
你有一个工作。
And your boss says to you, listen, I've looked all over the company and there's hundreds of you, but there's one specific job I want you to do, and I've chosen you to do that specific job.
所以呢，你的老板跟你说呢，我们公司呢有一个工作要人去做，我呢环顾公司的100多号人，我 从中间选择了你，我要你去做这个特别的工作。
You say, oh, that's very good.
你说啊，这个太好了。
I got a job like that once.
我有一次呢，得到这样一个工作。
And they gave me a business card.
他们给了我一个那个名片。
And then they had to translate that business card into Japanese because I had to go to Japan.
然后呢，他们必须把那个名片呢翻译成日文，因为我必须呢要去到日本。
So I met one of the Japanese, gave him my card, and he read it, and then he said, oh, you are a very important person.
然后呢，我就碰到一个日本人，我就把这个名片给他，他读了以后，他说，哦，你是个非常重要的人。
Well, he wasn't really right regarding the company, but he was right regarding God, because I'm God's businessman. I'm God's representative. And by the grace of God, I'm a special person, and I'm part of the kingdom of priests, and I'm a holy, holy, what's the word after holy? A holy nation. I'm part of the holy nation. We're very special people.
所以他尊重的是我那个公司和我的名号，他并不知道我是一个就是神国的人，我是一个特别的神的特别的财宝，我是一个非常特别的人，我是神国的一个圣洁的国民。
That the kind of job you'd like?
你喜欢这样的工作吗？
You say, I'd like that.
你说是我喜欢这种工作。
I like that if the corporation said that's what your job's going to be.
我呢就喜欢那种工作，如果说公司说那这是你应该做的工作。
But when God says that's what your job is going to be, you say, that's absolutely marvelous.
但是如果神说那这是你的工作，你说话，这个绝对是奇妙的。
Verse 7.
第七节。
So Moses came, called all the elders of the people, and laid before them all these words which the Lord had commanded him.
摩西系召了民间的长老来，将耶和华所吩咐他的话都在他们面前成明。
Then all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do."
第八节说，百姓都同声回答，一起回答说，凡耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。摩西就将百姓的话回复耶和华。
That sound good?
听起来好听吗
？That what you would have said?
就是你会说吗？
You say, Lord, you want to do all those good things for me? You go ahead and do them. And you want me to do a little? I'll do everything you say. I'll do.
所以你说主啊，你在我身上呢行了那么多的善事美事，你继续行吧。但是如果您要我去做一点点小事，我会照着去做。
All right. Well, unfortunately, that's not as far as I thought we were going to get today.
所以呢，就不幸的是呢，今天呢还没到我想要讲的那个程度。
Next week, we're going to do more, and we're going to ultimately get to chapter 20, which is the law of the Lord. What we've got to do, we've got responsibilities.
下个星期呢，如果呢，我们就会继续更多的学一点，最终呢会学到第二十章。第二十章呢，就是说所有的神赐给我们的这样的一些律法，我们要照着去做的。
All right, so.Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're honored to think that like the children of Israel, we could be your special treasure, your kingdom of priests, and your holy nation.
主主啊，我们感到非常荣幸，我们也可以像以色列人那样成为您的特别的财宝，祭司的国度和圣洁的国民。
We thank you that you've given us water.We thank you that you've given us food. We thank you that you've delivered us from our enemies.
所以我们感谢您呢，给出我们这样的样板，也感谢您呢，赐给我们的食物，也感谢您呢，把我们从敌人那里拯救出来。
And now you've called us to do in your kingdom, to be your treasure. And we say, Lord, that's wonderful. We want to do that. We want to be that.
所以主啊，您现在呼召我们呢，要进入您的国度，成为您的特别的财宝。我们说呢，我们想要做，我们也想要成为那样。
And so we give thanks for all this now. Pray that you'll bless us.
我们为这一切呢，先生感恩呢，祷告您赐福我们。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.